So we are going to talk about Delve and the Office Graph. So that's me. My name is Dilip, and I am an IT professional who focuses on Microsoft infrastructure products as well as Office 365 and Azure. I'm also an active participant when it comes to Microsoft Online Global Forum, Office 365 Global Forum. I'm a community moderator in that forum, right? I also blog during my free time, and I'm also a Microsoft certified trainer, right? So if you want to keep in touch with me, those are my details. It's coming up like that. Right. Anyway, so today's agenda is going to be this. We're going to talk about the problem with the scattered information, right? We talk about what Delve is, how we can help you to solve this scattered information problem, okay? And what Office Graph is, how Office Graph is useful when it comes to gathering information on Delve, right? And also, we are going to talk about the security with regards to Delve. And finally, we'll go into the demo module, right? Right, so before I start, how many of you are using Office 365? So have you all experienced, have you all played around with Delve? Yeah, no? No? Apart from one guy. Right, so Office 365 is great, right? Everyone knows that Office 365 is a great set of tools. Right? It provides a great set of tools for you to do enterprise level tasks, right? You have email, you have SharePoint, you have OneDrive, you name it, you have it, right? But the thing is, now when you use Outlook, right, that particular application is independent, right? When you use SharePoint, that particular application is independent. Now, how do you like, you know, have a central place where you can access all those, what you do with other users, what you do with external users from one single location, right? So that is going to be a big problem, right? Big question, right? Like this guy. This is the biggest question we have when we are using disconnected tools, right? So Delve solves that problem, right? So Delve brings your content to you. Or let's say you are working with a document, you are sharing it with other people, right? Let's say you are working on a document, you are storing it on SharePoint, but you are sharing it with number of people. How are you going to access that? You are going to go to the same location. It's going to be a massive thing, right? You need to search for it, right? You have to see where it is being stored. You have to remember the location, right? But with Delve, you don't have to do that, right? Delve will show you all the recent documents that you are working with, all the recent presentations, all the recent communications that you do with your users and colleagues. Okay. It also learns from your actions, right? So whatever the new thing that you do, the new communications that you have with your colleagues, it will learn from you. Okay. So it provides a common place or a window for all your recent work within Office 365. So as I said earlier, it's the same thing, right? You can access all your shared documents, the correspondences from one location, right? Let me get my
Okay.
Can you see that heading, Dell powered by Office Graph, right? So this is the tool that is lying on the Office 365 fabric, which monitors your activities. Okay. Dell is powered by this tool. Right? So activities in the sense, now let's say you are creating a document, you are sharing it with someone. That's an activity, right? So it monitors what you do, what you share with other people, what you communicate, right? The emails that you write, it monitors how many times you spent on writing an email, how many times you spent on conducting a presentation, all that it monitors with the help of Office Graph, right? So Office Graph collects all that information and helps Dell populate its content, okay? Now, these are signals that Office Graph uses, right? You can see when you click on a document, when you open something, those are the signals that it monitors. When you modify a document, save a document, when you elevate control, when you share a document, when you follow something on YAML, when you make social gestures like liking a post, commenting on a post, emailing, social comments, videos, when you upload videos to Office 365 video portal, right? Presented to, now let's say you're presenting a PowerPoint presentation to someone, all those presented content will be available to you on Dell from a single location. You don't have to go to your SharePoint site to find it out. You don't have to go to your OneDrive to find it out. No, you don't have to keep those locations memorized, right? So Dell has those locations memorized for you, okay, with the help of Office Graph, right? Likewise, meetings, ignoring content, searching, all those things are signals that Office Graph uses to populate content to Dell, okay? Now, when it comes to privacy, you might think that, okay, fine, you know, this Office Graph is monitoring all your activities, right? How secure is that? You can't control what Office Graph monitors, right? So it monitors everything. But let's say you are creating a private document that is only visible to you, right? So those are called private signals, right? Private permissions. You are creating a document that you are sharing with other people, right? That's a public signal. So those are public sharing permissions. So Dell Office Graph respects those permissions. What is private will remain private. What is public will remain public, right? It doesn't mean that just because we have enabled Dell on our environment, everyone has access to what they do. No. Let's say I'm sharing a document with the group here, right? That's a public document. So the document will be populated on all of your Dell environment, because it is being publicly shared, right? Now, if I'm using a document which is private, which can be seen by me, that is only private. You can't see it, right? Your Dell will not have that content. Okay? Okay, so that's a brief overview of Dell. Any questions?
See, this area is very important.
Yeah.
Sounds very interesting. So, you talk about the Office Graph, right? Then I got it now. This, when I subscribe for Office 365,
yes.
Do we have Office Graph? It is there in the platform itself?
Yes.
Right. So, I mean, I don't have option of disabling or enabling it. It's the system itself. Right?
Yes. So, it is lying on the underground fabric. Right, it monitors what to do.
Right.
So by default, now Dell comes with all the Office 365 plans, right? But there are certain options that Dell has, like advanced options, like let's say analytics that I have in my demo, right? So analytics will help you. Let's say you need to track your day's activity. Now most of us, you know, work overtime. Most of us spend time contacting our senior colleagues. Most of us spend time on, you know, talking to our senior bosses, right? How do we track it as end users? You can't track it. You don't have a way to track it. You can track it by means of checking your calendar, right? But you don't have an analytics environment where you can go into details, go into that depth to track it, right? So Dell also comes with Dell Analytics, which you won't get with your normal Office 365 licenses. So it involves adding a component on top of those Office 365 licenses. But if you're a business user, you will not get it. Right? You can't add Dell Analytics component to the business licenses. You can only add Dell Analytics component to the E3 and E1 licenses. Right? Plus, if you are a subscriber of E5 licenses, you get the Dell Analytics component automatically. So other than that, normal Dell, yes, you already get it. Right? So you haven't seen this on your Office 365 portal? You have seen? Okay, so you are also like me, when you see a new thing, you don't explore. Right?
So actually you can access it when you log into the Office 365 portal.
Yes.
On your app launcher, there's an icon for Dell.
Yes.
So you can easily access it.
So same like video also, there's a video app launcher as well. Right. So that's a portal where you can upload your videos. Okay.
So this, you won't use Dell, the Office Dell is not being used by any application.
No.
It's this.
Yes. So basically Office Graph is coupled with Dell. Right. So you need to have Office Graph for Dell to work. Otherwise, Dell cannot populate the information by itself. So, the Office Graph will monitor the information that you do, right, and then populate the template to Dell.
So, does Office Graph has APIs?
Yes. So, Office Graph is another vast area. You can customize it, right? It has APIs. You can integrate other applications also. You can do development on top of that. That's a vast area. Right?
That means we can control the flow that. If the requirement they are to my Dell only showing that my SharePoint data, can it be all that you say that all the Office 365 class services are integrated?
So you want to monitor only one
particular
platform? No, I don't think that is possible as far as I'm concerned, but I'll check on that. Right? Okay. So, is it ready? Ready? So let's go to the demo, right? So any questions on the Dell application? No? Sorry, I'll have to share my screen because the guys at the end will be recording it, right? So I'll quickly open the browser. Now you can see the password, but just try it, no problem. It's a demo 10th, right? So that's Dell, right? Right. So this is my dashboard basically, right? So as soon as I log in, it will show me all the popular documents that have been trending around me. Right now you can see I have a document here from Spencer Law which has been modified by her, right? And I also can see that means it's a public document that I have access to. Now this person called Spencer Law has shared it with me, right? So likewise, if you scroll down, these are the documents that I'm currently working with my colleagues. So that is the home. And if you go into me, you have an explanation about you, a description about you, all the contact details, right? You have your organization structure populated. So you can see whom you are reporting to, your organizational structure. Now, over here, I'm Karen Berg, right? but I'm reporting to Julian Isla. Julian Isla is reporting to Ty Carlson, and Ty Carlson is reporting to Dan Jung in this organization called Conversum, right? So likewise, I can also have my own blog if I need. So currently, these are the documents that I'm working on. Now, in the previous section, what you saw was all the documents that I have access to along with my colleagues, right? So over here, these are the documents that I'm working on. These are the documents that I created, right? And these are the documents that I have shared with my colleagues. So here, if you click all, you can see that it's all you modified, right? You can also see that this is a private thing. Only you can see, no one else can see. Right? Now all these documents are public because it's been shared. You can also email the document from here. You can also share it among your colleagues if you want. In addition to that, you have something called boards. Now let's say you are working on a project, right? You have multiple documents that belongs to this particular project, right? And those documents are scattered everywhere, on your OneDrive, on your SharePoint, somewhere else, right? So from here, you can see all the documents from the central point, right? So if you want to like categorize all these documents to a central point, you can quickly give a project name or whatever you like, right? Let's say project A. Then you can see that you got added to a board, right? So likewise, you can add these documents to that particular relevant topic that you are working on. So when you need to access it later, you can come to your dashboard and then access all the documents from a single place. So if I click on project, see the document. So if you scroll down further, these are some of the people that I mostly interact with. Right? So by default, it will show you only 5 people over here. Right, but these are the people that I mostly interact with, and if I want to quickly find out what the other person is doing, I can do that. Now let's say I need to find out what Spencer Lowe is doing with me, right? What all documents that Spencer Lowe has shared with me, I can simply click on Spencer Lowe, go to her profile, and then see what are the documents that I also have access to, public documents. So I can't see your private documents, but the public documents. So I can email her, I can IM her, do all that. I can also see her organizational structure, right? Clear, right? It's a nice tool, you must use it. Again, you also have the documents that you saw earlier on the home page inside your section, right? If I go to analytics, this is the interesting part. This is where you need the extra license. So here you can see a weekly overview as to what I have done. Now you can see that I have spent 2.5 hours for this week on meetings. I don't have any emails that I sent to a demo tenant, but if I do, it will be populated. So basically, they will be doing a calculation on this. If I'm not mistaken, it's 5 minutes for every email that you type, right? And 2.5 minutes for every email that you read. So there's a nice explanation as to how they do this calculation. I'll share that link with you, so you can go ahead and then read that. Okay. So focus hours. Now let's say. I have 8 hours per day, right? So, like out of these 8 hours, I'm spending 6 hours on meetings, right? So where I don't get to focus on quality production, right? I spend on meetings and all the other things where I don't get to spend much time on my productive work. So that is called focus hours. Right? So this week I spent 41.5 hours on productive stuff. Now again, the after hours, now we all work after hours, right? To be honest, we are all in the IT industry, we all work after hours. We don't have any 8 to 5 job, right? So you can also calculate your after hours here. Whatever the activities that you do, whatever the emails that you send, all those hours will be calculated. So it will show you how much after hours you have worked. Right? So if you want to edit these settings, you can click on edit goal. By default, these are the default timings. But if you want to edit these timings, you can do it. Right? Let's say now you have a weekly meeting goal of 12 hours. Right? So you can do that. Currently it's 10. Right? So you can see how many hours you have exceeded, by how many hours you are on track. Likewise, you can also set goals for your email hours, right? Focus hours and after hours. Let's say you're only spending 2 hours after work, right? You can set that. You scroll further down, you can see the network section where it will give you key contacts with whom you have worked the most number of hours. Now over here it's not populated, but let's say I have my manager, I have a colleague whom I'm working constantly, right? All those hours will be shown here with a breakdown view. So losing touch, again it will show you, like, let's say you're not keeping in touch regularly with a colleague of yours, right? It will also show you that data, right? You are slowly losing touch with person A and B. So make sure, you know, some sort of analytics, right? So it will also show you the number of hours that you spend with your manager. That's interesting, right? Okay. So let's say you have a one-to-one meeting with your manager, it will also populate all that details. So under meetings, you can see the hours that you spent on Skype for Business meetings. Right? You can break down it, meeting habits. So multitasking in meetings, after hour meetings, if you had any after hours meetings, recurring meetings, if you have sales meetings or technical meetings, whatever, how many hours you spent on recurring meetings, your habits, longer meetings, or any conflicting meetings that you have. Right? So these are the email analytics. It will show you the email habits sent to individuals, how many number of emails you have sent to individuals as a percentage. It will also send you, show you a percentage of how many number of emails you have sent to a group. Sent to you, how many emails has come to you, and sent to groups, right? Reply to you, you reply to others, all those hours will be calculated here. So there's a nice calculation as to how they do that. I'll share that link with you so you can leisurely go through it and read more about it. So as I mentioned earlier, these are the focus hours. So now on Monday, I'm working for 9 hours, right? But I haven't focused anything on quality work. I've spent 9 hours on meetings, right? So Tuesday also similar. Wednesday, I've managed to spend 0.5 hours, 30 minutes on something productive, right? The rest is on other things. This is after hours, as I mentioned earlier, how many number of after hours you have done on these days. So again, this is a weekly countdown, weekly analytics. If you want to browse the previous weeks, you can go up here and then go through the previous week's activities as well. Okay. The other important thing is, if you go to OneDrive, right? Now, this might not be that useful in an organization where you have 100 to 200 employees. But imagine an organization where you have thousands to 5,000 employees. How are you going to track who is best at doing what? Right? So you have a user who is good in doing analytics. Right? He has created a document, he has shared it with you, but somehow you have managed to keep in touch with him, you have lost contact, right? So you can simply go to a share with me place, right? And click on a user to view his or her profile on Dell, right? So you can see what are the documents that this person is currently working on, what are the documents that this person has currently worked with you, right? Okay. Clear? Any questions? It's a very small topic, but I thought of doing it in this session because it's no one knows it that much. Though it is there, it has been a silent topic. Any questions,
sir?
Yes. So, but if you have any other licenses like E1 and E3, you can top up the analytics license.
Okay.
This small thing, you can also change your background, right? Yeah, I think we are too early to finish. The breaks are there, the refreshments are there. Break is ready. So you can come back, have the refreshments, come back, and if you have any clarifications, I'm free to answer. So we'll have a question and a Q&A session after that, right? Customizing is what we.
I mean, you want to get something.
Yeah.
Other system.
Okay.
So, if we can customize this thing, because internet tutor, we need to customize according to the. So, can you customize this?
No, you can customize the interface. It is still not available. So, this will be the interface, but you can customize these background images. Right. When it comes to SharePoint, that's a different area. But if you want to have customized SharePoint sites, you can do that.
Yeah.
But when it comes to Delphi, you can't customize this particular interface. You can't customize the
dashboard. Is an interface API or something? To, I mean,
no.
if you have third party application hosted in you, can you integrate Delphi?
No, you can't do that. Because the thing is, now Dell runs on Office.
This has the machine learning.
Yeah, this runs on machine learning. So Office Graph is something like machine learning, right? So you might have a chance to integrate Office Graph with the third party application that you're running in Azure.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not that certain as to how you can integrate with Dell, right? So because this particular application is still under development, right? And it's not fully release for production.
Because there's no business value if there's not no that kind of customization. That's why.
So basically, this is about doing your search smartly. Right. So currently, you have disconnected set of tools to do your work, right? But with regards to Dell, you can access all the content that you do using those tools from one place.
Would it? Your Facebook and all things integrated. Then
you can integrate
Yammer.
You can measure who is.
The...
we can
integrate
Yammer.
Yes.
Hello. Bueno, bueno.
Hello.
Hello.
Dilip, my question. In my portal, actually, I can't see analytics
Yeah.
option there.
That
So
is
how?
that. Yeah, that is because you might not have the analytics license. Because to have the
Okay.
analytics license, you must have the E5 plan. So now,
Oh,
let's say
that's
you
right.
have the E3 plan or E1 plan or business plans, you will only get the Dell, right?
That's right. Okay.
So, but if you want to top up the analytics part to your E1 environment or E3 environment, you can do that by simply adding the analytics license on Dell that is available as a add-on.
Right.
To enable the analytics.
Okay, got it a little bit. Thanks.
So what I'm using currently is an E5 license.
That's why. Actually, I was wondering why I can't see that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, thank you.